Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Nun Vav Bechoros 56. And today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the idea that if a person acquires a fetus of an animal, and so the animal is then born in his possession, even though he bought the fetus, nevertheless, the person is obligated to do Maaser Behemah, he's obligated to do a tithe on these animals. So the Gemara says, let's analyze this statement, this position of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lakach Asara Ubarim, if a person acquires 10 fetuses of animals, B'mei Iman, while they're in the womb of their mother, then we say in those circumstances all of them are obligated in the law of Maaser Behemah, and they are entering through the corral in order to tithe them. So the Gemara challenges this question: how could Rabbi Yochanan teach us? But we have explicit Mishnah which states halakuach, if there was an animal that was purchased, or if the animal was given to the person as a gift, then one is exempt from the law of tithing the animal. And so we see from here, if that's the case, if a person acquires the animal, purchases it, he's exempt from Maaser Behemah. If that's the case, how come one who acquires the Ubare Behemos, one who acquires the fetuses of these animals, is going to say that they are combining to be tithed as Maaser Behemah? So says Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar taught Rabbi Yochanan Chazai Bechelma. He said, I saw last night Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. Rabbi Yochanan was his teacher, and he says, I saw my Rebbe in a dream, the Milsa Ma'alia Amina, and because I saw him in a dream, I'm going to be able to explain his position very well, very nicely. And this is the reasoning for Rabbi Yochanan. The reason is, Amar Kra, the verse states, and states in Exodus 22, verse 29, Kain ta'aseh v'shorcha v'tzonecha, so shall you do for your ox and for your sheep. So that's what the verse states. The verse states, Kain ta'aseh. And that implies, says Rabbi Elazar, Bishas asiya mi'et hakosef. That the idea is that they, when you acquire them, it has to be that you are acquiring them at a time where it's appropriate to tithe them. And so therefore, mi'et hakosef, the Torah is removing from the category of tithing an animal that when you acquire it is not able to be tithed because it can't walk through the corral. And so for this reason, even though you acquire the Ubare Behemos, since you acquire them at a time where they can't walk through the corral, therefore you're still obligated to tithe them. That is how Rabbi Eliezer, at first glance, explained the position of Rabbi Yochanan, and it was because he said, Rabbi Yochanan Chazai Bechelma. And Rashi explains, what's the reasoning? So he saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. Why will he think that that's going to enable him to better explain Rabbi Yochanan's question? And Rashi says, V'hol nirali yodea ani bi she'omer ayom davar tam, that since I saw him and since he appeared to me, therefore I know that today I'm going to be able to say something which makes sense, something which has a good reasoning. And meaning to say that when you see the face of your teacher, you see the face of your Rebbe, it helps somebody to say correctly the words of the Torah and to understand them. In the Zohar and Chiluk Beis, in Teparshas Mishpatim, Rabbi Abba taught and says that when he knows the halacha well, he sees the form of his teacher, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and it's like the image of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is appearing before him. And the Chidah, much later than this Chidah, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, explains in the name of his teacher, in the name of his grandfather, HaChesed LaAvram, that he writes on the basis of this Zohar, that when a person has an image in his mind of a holy image, a holy form, then that holy image is going to enable him to think good thoughts and enable him to properly understand the Torah. And that's what Rabbi Abba was saying, that he says when he sees the image of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in front of him, that enables him to grasp the concept of the Torah, the difficult concepts. Meaning to say, if a person wants to understand something well, they should imagine in their mind something holy or a holy person, and that will allow him to possibly explain it. And so therefore, On this basis, that is what our Gemara is referring to. And this is something that our Chazal say, that a person is obligated, it says in Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tazayin Mabes, Chayev Adam Akhtu Panei Rabba Berego. A person is obligated to go and greet their teacher on the festival, to try and see their teacher on the Yontif. And the concept here is that if a person sees their Rebbe, sees that image, that's going to help them crystallize in their minds and understand something and see something better. And indeed, the Chidah says that that's what the Arizal says, that when he has a difficulty understanding words of Torah, he imagines the image of his Rebbe, and that helps him to understand it. And so too, the Ches of Avram explains it, and the reason for this is, he says, because the eyes are what bring the understanding to the mind. The eyes are what allow our minds to understand something. It's for this reason, it also works the opposite, that if our eyes are busy looking at things that we're not supposed to be looking, then in addition to being aroused to have improper thoughts, another problem with this is that we're going to have greater difficulty understanding the words of the Torah, because the eyes are engaging and looking at holy things, and the eyes help us understand these difficult and holy concepts, and that's the idea. And so too, the Ran in his Drasha Saran explains that when Rebbe said that the reason why he was able to have a greater understanding than his friends is because when he was able to see Rebbe Meir from the back, and if he had only seen Rebbe Meir from the front, he would have had an even greater understanding. We see from here that if a person's able to go and greet the face of their Rebbe, then the person will have a greater understanding of the Torah. And that's what he means when he says, Rabbi Yochanan, I saw in the dream last night.